We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6,
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now it's the Mercedes in the Morning Re-Show.
Starts right now.
Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning. It is Friday. It is 5:30, and this is the pre-show. Thank you guys for getting up early on this. What was a short week? I'm still kind of off on my days. Are you still off on your days?
Same. I'm all turned around. I woke up today not thinking it was Friday, but I woke up yesterday thinking it was Friday. So yeah, my mind is completely turned around. Happy it's Friday, though.
It is. It's a good thing that it's Friday. Hi to everyone who is checking in on our request line, 702-364-9400. You can call us and text us there. Queen Christine is checking in. Jessica, Francis, Melissa, David, Joyce, Maria, Lance, Leanna, all listening this morning. We appreciate it. Just coming off of a big summer jam concert last night. Thanks to everyone who came out and stopped by and said hi. I ended up staying almost to the whole for the whole show.
Yeah, how was it?
It was really good. I left right before Ellie Goulding went on stage, so I stayed for all the acts. We were having a lot of fun, and the performers were really great. So it was nice. I think I probably could have stayed for Ellie Goulding and been okay. I got home around it was like right before 10 by the time I showered and everything. Mm-hmm. Then it was about 10:30, maybe a little later than that, but no, sometimes I go to bed later than that on just right. A regular night that I'm hanging out at home. How'd you like what you saw of the show?
It was good. I liked it. It was a nice crowd last night. We were walking into the Cosmopolitan and kind of hanging out in the lobby area and seeing people file in and talking to some of you guys that came out to us. And it's always nice meeting listeners of the show. And then when we walked on stage to do our introduction, walking through the crowd, I'm like, wow, this is a hot crowd. This is a really nice crowd. And we introduced Fletcher last night, and it was nice. And did you notice that when Madison Beer went on first, and she was walking off the stage, and we were walking backstage, and I don't know, I'm like, hey, nice job. And she walked up and gave me a hug.
Oh, she did? Did she know you?
And I never met her before. She's like, thank you, and she keeps going, big hug. I'm like, oh, you're welcome.
She probably figured, hey, he's backstage,
it's got to be someone that knows something. Doing something. Yeah. I'm like, hey, nice job. And she's like, oh, thank you. Give me a big hug.
That's funny.
Like, all right. Nice to meet you.
I didn't notice that. I just, when we were back there, I was confused. I kept asking you, I'm like, what are we doing? What's going on? Like, no one was giving us direction, not with the Cosmopolitan, but our staff. They're like, okay, bye. And I'm like, well, do we wait for someone? I was just like, okay, I guess we go up. And someone was telling me upstairs, one of our coworkers, that when they introduced us as different people.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, they didn't say our names. Like, they said that we were like Nudia, who works nights and all this. I'm like, really? Because I couldn't hear anything up there.
I knew someone said something over the speakers before we went on stage. I don't know what was said. And then we walked out there because we got backstage, and the guys that were running the stage gave us our microphones.
Yes.
And they're like, go. I'm like, whoa, okay. And then our promotional staff is like, hey, you guys good? And we're like, do we go now or do we not go? What do we do?
Yeah, I knew what we were supposed to do. I just didn't know where we were supposed to go. So I was like, all right, let's just do this. But it was a great time. We hope you guys that were there had a great time, too. That was so much fun. I really liked the Allie Brooke performance. She was a lot of fun last night. So, yeah, we'll talk more about that coming up. But let's start the show. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear I Want Your Sex by George Michael?
I want your sex. I want your love.
Do you want to hear Sadness Part 1 by Enigma? Sex. Not Part 2, Part 1.
Gotcha.
Or do you want to hear Baby Boy by Beyonce featuring Sean Paul? Those are your choices. You can text us. What's our text line? 702-364-9400. I almost went back to our old text line for a second. You can also tweet us at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on Facebook or call us right now. Like I said, same number, 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
You know you can't stay focused for too long at work.
Oh, well...
What's trending with Mercedes in the morning on Mix 94.1.
Summer concerts are trending this morning. StubHub has revealed which artists have the most in-demand shows scheduled for the summer. And topping the list are three of rock's most famous acts. At number one, the most anticipated and in-demand show scheduled for the summer, it's the Rolling Stones.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I know they've been here recently. Are they coming back here this summer?
They are not. I think they might be in Phoenix. Here's the thing, though. So they had a tour schedule, and then Mick Jagger had to have that surgery.
Right.
He had their surgery, recovered like he's a 20-year-old kid, and the tour is back on. A couple days got tweaked around, but big cities are doing. Because I looked, they're doing Philly, too. I'm like, how cool would it be to see the Stones in Philly with my parents?
Yeah, that would be really cool.
But the Stones... it's not a cheap ticket, so.
Yeah, that's why they're the most in-demand ticket, according to StubHub. Also this also anticipated, number two, Queen with Adam Lambert.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche.
It's amazing to me that Adam Lambert has stepped into that role and has just done such a great job with it. He kind of gave the band just... I don't know, like a fresh start. Not that you can ever replace Freddie Mercury, but I think he does a good job honoring Freddie Mercury.
I think, too, then with the Bohemian Rhapsody movie itself, I think fans just want anything they can get of Queen.
Yeah, exactly. So that is number two. And then number three is Paul McCartney.
So what's all of us? There ain't nobody to spy like us. Hey,
some of the other acts on the list include Ariana Grande, Shawn Mendes, Billie Eilish, and JoJo Siwa. Those are your most popular concerts for the summer.
You can see any of those top three. Stones, Queen, McCartney. Who would you go see?
Probably Queen. That's the one. Oh, I know the most songs from Queen, probably. How about you, Rolling Stones?
Since I've seen the Stones before, to be able to say I've seen a Beatle, I would love to see Paul McCartney. And he's coming. Vegas is one of his stops.
That's cool. Yeah. I mean, they're all three. Can you go wrong? The problem is you got to have a lot of money. And today's payday, so maybe today's the day you buy your tickets. So
it's already spent. Yeah. Paycheck's already gone.
Also trending this morning is work spouse. A new survey says that many Americans had a work spouse. A work husband or a work wife is defined as a colleague you have a strong friendship with, who is the gender you're attracted to, and with whom you have a bond that resembles that of a married couple. Now, 44.4% of men and 50.2% of women say they have a work spouse. They say having one is not scandalous at all, but it's actually a crucial part of a healthy and thriving work life. That if you have one, you're actually happier and you're healthier in your job because you have someone that you can kind of go to and confide in and bond with that's not your spouse, that you can't take your spouse with you everywhere. Mm-hmm. So
you and I, we don't use the term work spouse, but it's definitely you for me.
I mean, that's basically what I have called you work husband before, but then I didn't want it to be like weird. But yeah, like you're like my guy here. Mm-hmm. You're the one that I trust and... you're the one that
same.
Talk to,
yeah.
So that's basically it.
And it is nice having that person, too. If you do have that person at the office where you can just kind of, share everything and confide in and not, there's no barriers or walls. It's nice having that person in the office.
Yeah, exactly. You feel like you have someone on your team. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important, especially if you want to be happy at work.
Yes.
You know that there's someone that's backing you up. So that's trending this morning. House of Gaga is trending this morning. Lady Gaga's House of Gaga costume exhibit is open. Now, it's at the Park MGM. The exhibit features all of the pop star's most iconic one-of-a-kind ensembles over the past 10 years. Now, the space will be an ever-evolving immersive experience that's going to allow all the little monsters to see her best outfits, including the infamous meat dress. they're going to be able to see them up close and personal. Now, from what I understand, the meat dress is more like a beef jerky dress now. It's a little dried out, but you can still see it. Select pieces from the show that she's in, Lady Gaga Enigma, will also be put up for auction, with 100% of the proceeds going to the Born This Way Foundation.
There's video floating around of the Lady Gaga impersonator from Legends in Concert.
Uh-huh.
She was over there yesterday afternoon, kind of hanging out in front of some of the outfits. And so many people, she looks like Lady Gaga, thought it was Lady Gaga. She was just kind of punking some fans out there. And there's a video of people going up, taking a picture where they're thinking it's actually Lady Gaga hanging out at the premiere of her outfit display.
That's funny because I would probably, that impersonator, if it's the same one that I've seen, looks just like her. So I probably would have been like, oh my gosh, what are you doing here? And then finally this morning, Southwest Airlines is trending. We haven't officially hit summer, but it may be time to start thinking about the holidays. Now, yesterday, Southwest officially opened their booking through January 5th, 2020. Now, a lot of other airlines, U.S. airlines, have been selling their holiday flights for months. American, Delta, United, but here's the thing. Southwest, they're usually the price leader on a lot of their routes. So experts say that now that they've jumped into the holiday travel season for everyone, you should expect the flight cost to go down. And now everyone's going to adjust according to Southwest. I guess they kind of watch them and then they adjust their prices accordingly. So if you want to get some of the best prices now for your holiday travel, they say now is the time that you should expect flight costs to change now that the updated schedule was open.
Start booking. Have you guys put any thought into doing anything this summer at some point or just kind of wing it as the summer goes?
Oh, for this summer?
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely want to go back to San Diego. I love going there. And then, yeah, I think we're finally figuring out our summer vacation. We're still trying to put the bow on it. My mom is now involved in that. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, how about you? Have you put anything together?
We kick stuff around, but it'll probably be the same as every summer where I have grandiose visions of then sitting at my home watching TV.
Well, Southwest Airlines has some good deals now, so maybe you should make something happen.
Exactly. Now's the time to book, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. I didn't realize that they all kind of waited on Southwest prices to come out. So there you go. That's what's trending for Friday, May 31st.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
976.
And now, here are your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Friday. Welcome to the show. I was just looking at the news, and there was an officer-involved shooting not too far from my home. Checking out what's going on over there.
There was also, too, a horrific, sad car crash west side of town, like Flamingo and Town Center, as you're going like towards in the ridges is where
I was just reading about that this morning. Yeah, the former mayor's grandson was involved in that. Yeah,
and they said he was doing 90 in a residential area. That is just, I mean, and alcohol was involved, and it's just so sad.
Yeah.
Hey, here we go. Friday morning, everyone.
Welcome to the show. Happy Friday.
But I see that in my neighborhood. People are just driving way too fast through neighborhoods. And I kind of live closer towards the street. And I hear cars just, whoom. It's like, dude. My wife even said, can we put our own speed bump up? I'm like, I don't know if we can do that or not. But have at it if you want to, because that would be kind of nice.
Do you hear a lot of cars? Like,
I actually don't.
You don't?
I don't. But when we're walking dogs or I'm out back or something, it's more like a seeing.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, why are you racing through a neighborhood? Why?
People, they've got places to go. And they think where they are going is more important than
I am the guy that got two tickets. But on the 215 and the 95, okay?
It was on a freeway.
I am, when I'm driving through neighborhoods, I am truly very aware of my surroundings.
Yeah, I sometimes though I will say I'm thinking I'm going the speed limit and I'm not. Like this stretch on 215, now that they're doing this construction, and it goes down to 55 miles per hour, and I look down and I'm going like 70 miles per hour. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, that crept up on me. I need to slow down. But then I slow down and I feel like I'm the slowest one out there.
Yes.
And so am I causing more of an issue by going that slow? I don't know.
I was on the 215 last night going home from Summer Jam, and it was kind of like traffic jammy at 8:30 at night. I'm like, what is causing? And it was a big truck that had to be doing, this was not, it was outside the construction area, had to be doing like 45. And he was in the right lane, but it was just, he was going so slow that it was, people were having to maneuver to get around him. It was causing a backlog of traffic. And to me, that's just as dangerous as someone that's doing 95.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're doing 70 miles per hour in the 215. Come around the corner, there's a truck doing 45. That can cause some trouble.
It's like kind of jarring,
yeah.
You know, like what's going on. So, yeah, there's a, we talked about car accidents. We've talked about shootings, and it's only 6:03.
Let's change gears. Do you have big plans for the weekend coming up?
I'm going to see Joe Coy, who was on the show yesterday. He was so funny. We're going to go see Joe Coy this weekend. I'm super excited about that. I think that's pretty much all I've got going on this weekend. How about you?
Aren't we doing something together on Sunday?
Oh, yes, we are.
We're going to be at that thing on Sunday.
This is really cool.
It is so cool.
We've got to tell you about this because you guys got to come out and say hi.
Now,
if you have little ones, you'll especially want to come out. I have all the details here. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, as you're looking up the details, this Saturday night I'm doing like a happy hour. My wife has some coworkers coming into town.
Uh-huh.
So Saturday night, go hang out with them for a little bit. And then Sunday, wake up with you, and we're going to go.
We're not going to wake up with each other.
No.
And then meet each other.
I'm going to wake up, have breakfast, go to the gym, and then I'm going to go meet you
at City National Arena. It is Be My Neighbor Day. It's presented by the Vegas Golden Knights, Vegas PBS, and the Howard Hughes Corporation. It's really cool. So you get to meet your neighbors, and lots of local businesses will be there, first responders who serve the community, and kids will learn firsthand how to be a caring neighbor. It's all based on the Daniel Tiger show. If you have kids, you know Daniel Tiger. He's going to actually be out there, so your kids can meet Daniel Tiger. It's family friendly. It's really going to be a good time. So come on out and see us. It starts at 10. I think we're going to be there around noon.
Yes, let's do noon.
If you want to come by and say hi. Can't wait to see you guys. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, that is going to be. I didn't realize all the details that are going behind that. I thought just Daniel Tiger was hanging out.
No, it's a big community event, and it's free. So come out and see us. City National Arena. It's so beautiful out there.
Yeah.
It's going to be a beautiful day. So that is happening on Sunday. Make sure you come say hi.
Let's talk about all the cool stuff happening this morning. Start your weekend off with an extra $1,000. Pretty cool. $12,000 payday. Be here at 7:20 for your chance to win $1,000. Christina Aguilera kicks off her residency this weekend. We have tickets for you to go see Christina Aguilera at 8:25. In about 15 minutes, how about this? Take the family to the advanced screening of Secret Life of Pets 2. Those tickets coming up at 6:20. We've got Terrible's Secret Sound. This guy is funny. Coming in studio at 7:30, John Heffron.
It's so interesting. I feel like John Heffron and I are friends.
Uh-huh.
Through social media. Like, it's really bizarre. It was one of those things where we started following each other at one point, and then we would like send messages, like funny haha messages. So I don't think I've ever met him in person, but do you have any social media friends only that you've never met in person, but your friends? It's a weird dynamic. I think this is going to be like kind of.
Does he know you that you know each other? Does he know what he's coming into?
Oh, yeah. We messaged each other.
About coming on the show
like,
and stuff?
Oh, we'll see you tomorrow.
Oh,
like,
nice.
Okay. See you. Like, it's really kind of crazy. I don't know. This is going to be kind of cool.
He is a very, very funny comedian. So looking forward to having John in studio at 7:30. And then coming up here in the dirt, Adam Levine is missing out on a massive, massive payday. Give you the details in 7 minutes. Last night at Summer Jam, we were hanging out with some of the people from the Las Vegas Aces, and they've got a big game tonight in Phoenix against the Phoenix Mercury, 7 o'clock, and then they're back home on Sunday versus the Connecticut Sun, and we were texting our friend Carolyn Swords last night. That was fun.
She was the Purple People Eater, if you don't remember when we did the Covered Crooner. She was so great, and it was so funny. We're going to have to make it out to a game here soon.
Yeah, absolutely. And some winning here coming up for you. Tickets to the advanced screening of Secret Life of Pets 2. And there's passes coming up in just about 3 minutes.
We'd never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's do this.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
It's still not exactly clear why Adam Levine left The Voice, but he walked away from a lot of cash when he did. Adam was locked in for 2 more seasons. Which would have paid him almost $30 million.
That's a lot of money to walk away from. I'm wondering if there's something more to it.
I don't know. I feel like there is. And The Voice, remember, The Voice does two seasons a year. So that's $30 million in 12 months.
That's interesting. Do you think he and Blake got in a fight?
That's his boy. That's the bromance. I think that would sadden me if that's the fact.
That everybody always says bromance with the two of them. There, you cannot find one single article or story on TV without the word bromance.
I don't like that term either.
I don't either. That's why when you said it, I got really cringy.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I don't like it. I really don't. You know,
it's a bromance.
We got a bromance.
You know,
I'm just friends with the guys.
They're bros and they have a romance, so it's a bromance.
Oh, is this a bromance developing? No, I just think this guy's a nice dude. I'm talking to him. It's not a bromance, okay? My gosh. New music. Lots of new music to get to. Let's start with new music from Katy Perry. Her new song just released called Never Really Over. Brand new Katy Perry.
It's never really over. Just because it's over doesn't mean it's really over. And if I think it over, maybe you'll be coming over again. And I'll think it over you all over again. Just because it doesn't mean it's really over. And if I think it over, maybe you'll be coming over again. And I'll think it over you all over again.
That was literally my first listen.
And?
I need to hear it again. What do you think?
Catchy.
I think so?
It's catchy. Again, same time listening, hearing it for the first time as well. We have new music from Miley Cyrus. She just released an EP called She Is Coming. Here is one of the singles called Catitude.
Okay. Why do those two songs sound the same? They're both like them telling us what to do. I feel like it's like the same kind of cadence. Once upon a time, I was going to get coffee, and then I thought, really, do I want some coffee? And then I got my cream, and I put it in my coffee, and then I drank my coffee, It's just like they keep repeating this. I don't know.
Okay, Miley and Katie, move over, because we have a new song from Cardi B.
Okay.
This one is called Press.
Press, 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 press. Cardi don't need more press. Kill them all, put them to rest. Walk in bulletproof vest. Please tell me who she gon' check. Murder scene, Cardi made a mess.
Maybe I'm cranky today. I'm not feeling any of this new music. I'm not. I'm just being honest. I'm not going to pretend that I like it.
No, it's all good. Just be honest about music. It takes a few listens to like a song, okay?
Yeah, I do need to re-listen to all three of them just to give it a fair shot, but I was just not feeling that.
Are you going
to
go see the movie about Reginald Dwight this weekend?
Oh, my goodness. What do you think? Who's Reginald Dwight?
That is Elton John's real name.
Oh, okay. Rocketman.
Rocketman is the big movie this weekend. But here's the thing, though. The other movie opening this weekend is Godzilla, King of the Monsters. And they're saying that Godzilla, King of the Monsters, is expected to make up to $55 million this weekend, while Rocketman's projected around $20 million. So they're saying the big movie is not going to be Rocketman. It's going to be Godzilla.
Still want to go see... What just came out?
Godzilla still got it. That's what that says.
What was last week?
Last week, oh my gosh, last weekend was the big movie that everyone was talking about.
That we forget.
It was number one.
Aladdin. Yes.
Yes.
Thanks, Jocelyn. That's what I want to go see.
Time to win right now. Speaking of movies, Secret Life of Pets 2. Got your tickets? Caller 20-702-364-9400. That's you. You're playing Heads Up.
Okay, we only have one category left today. That category is Summer Jam. And if you want to play, all you got to do is be caller 20 right now. Our number is 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Lynn.
Hey.
Good morning. You're caller 20. You're playing Heads Up.
All right.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, let's make you a winner. Now, Lynn, your category is Summer Jam. These are all things that are associated with the summer, okay?
All right.
Who do you want to pick as your partner?
I'm going to go with Mercedes.
Okay.
Lynn, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct, and you're going to the advanced screening of Secret Life of Pets 2. Your ladies, start now.
Sometimes your parents ship you off there, and you go and you canoe and you make crafts.
Summer camp.
Yes. This is if you didn't pass your classes during the regular school year.
Summer school.
Is that?
Yeah, you said school.
Okay,
so.
Pass. Whoops. When you go to a different city, you go on a
trip.
To take a what? The Go-Go's sang a song about this. All I ever wanted.
Vacation.
Yes, yes. This is Wet and Wild is a type of
water park.
Yes. This is what a lady would wear when it's really hot out. So a pretty little maybe
10 seconds.
Short and maybe has flowers on it.
Summer dress.
Yes. This is what you build at the beach.
Sandcastle.
Yes. This is what... Darn it. I am so... If I wouldn't have said school on summer school.
That gotcha.
That's awful. I'm so sorry, Lynn.
That's okay. I'll try again.
Yes, please do. Or just hang up and call right back. That's caller 20 right now. 702-364-9400. You're a winner.
The Old Town Road, it's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Congratulations to Beth. She got those passes to the advanced screening, The Secret Life of Pets 2, and coming up 1 hour from right now, comedian John Heffron will be in studio with us.
Did you see that video of Lil Nas X going to the school and singing that with the little kids?
Adorable.
It was like, it's the most pure and joyful thing that you will ever see. We'll post it on Facebook if you haven't seen it yet. It's just, the kids are so happy. And he's just
there dancing, and they're all singing along. They all know every single word of the song.
It's adorable. I was watching that video, actually. Last night I was doing my work, and that came up, and I was sitting there, I was like laughing. And as I'm watching it, I see something kind of fly in front of my face, like, whew. I'm like, what was that? Like, was it a fly or what? And then it comes back and zips across again. Like, gross. What is flying around in here? I realize it's a gnat. Mm. There's a gnat in my office. And, like, is it this a summer thing? Because this is the second gnat I've noticed in my house. Never see gnats in my house. And all of a sudden, this is I've seen two in the past 2 weeks.
It's funny you bring that up. Is there a gnat infestation in Las Vegas? We talked about the rat infestation yesterday. Is there a problem with gnats? Because I'm the same thing at my house. I've never really noticed maybe one gnat, if that. But for some reason, this spring, all kinds of gnats in my house. Be sitting there watching TV. Flies by my face.
And they just move so fast and they're so small, so it's hard for me to like focus on where exactly it went.
And you look like a fool sitting on my wife was sitting on the couch and the gnat came by here and she's like, pya, 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 pya.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, there's a gnat.
And that's exactly what I did. It was that same thing. I went like just kind of spinning air at it. And so it's gone. I think I swat it and then I see it come across again and I went like that to try to smash it.
You're never going
to
get a gnat. They're too quick.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, you did?
Not by smashing it, though. When I went like that, the air from me pushing my hands together made him fly into my mouth. So I ate the gnat on accident. It was so disgusting. I went, and I didn't smash it. The wind, but I guess my mouth was kind of open. I went, and then all of a sudden I feel it on my lip. And I went to go, but it went in my mouth. And I'm like, and I couldn't find it. So I think I accidentally ate the gnat.
The force of the wind from the clap forced the poor little gnat into your mouth. Probably landed on your tongue.
It was on my lip at first.
So he was there for a second, kind of dazed. Like, whoa, what was that? What's going on here?
the moisture voice of gnat being played by J.C. Fernandez.
Maybe he got stuck on your lip balm or a lipstick or something for a second. Like, a little sticky here. And then your tongue, he gets sucked into your mouth. He's still alive when he's on your tongue. Whoa, what is going on here? What is this? This is very moist. And then that's the demise of the gnat.
It was like I was a frog. You know, when something's flying, I didn't mean to eat it, but I accidentally ate it. Have you ever accidentally eaten something? Where you didn't mean to eat it, but... It was an accident. Maybe you thought it was one thing and it was something else. Maybe a bug also flew into your mouth. What did you accidentally eat? 702-364-9400. I was kind of grossed out by it for the rest of the day. I'm just like, yeah. And you think of it from the gnat's perspective, just flying around, minding his own business, trying to find his way out into the great outdoors because they don't know why they're in my office. And then
yeah,
all of
but
a sudden,
though, a gnat, though, the size of a gnat compared to anyone's house or office, they're living large.
You think it's like a mansion.
Yeah,
huh?
Which is, yeah, to them, it's a huge room. They don't know. They don't know the difference between being inside and outside. They're probably like, wow, this is grand.
But why are there gnats around all of a sudden?
Is it just you and I that have gnats in our house? And what is the cause of that? What is the issue of gnats being there?
Yeah, is it not clean? I mean, I keep my house very clean. I know you keep your house very clean, too. I'm not sure what that's all about, but...
One flew out of my dishwasher last night. I was going to load up the dishwasher before I went to bed. I opened the dishwasher, and he's... comes out. I'm like, what were you doing in there, buddy?
It was like a day spa for him. Like, so relaxing. Nice little shower. Some heat. I love it. Becky, what did you accidentally eat?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure like you are if you ate the gnat or not, but when I was in elementary school, I went to go get water out of the water gallon thingy, and it was at night, so I didn't turn on the lights. But I think a cockroach was in the cup, or it came from the water jug or something. So when I went to go drink it, I felt the cockroach in my mouth.
Oh!
But I don't know. I was so thirsty. I don't know if I gulped it down. But I tried to spit it out, but when I turned on the light, I didn't see anything. So I don't know. I must have ate it.
Oh, my gosh. You ate a... You swallowed a roach because it was like a pill. You put it on your tongue. You go, just
go all
drink
in.
Drink it
know?
Down. Wow. Let's talk to Ashley. Ashley, what did Ashley, you... What'd you accidentally eat?
I actually accidentally ate like 5 gnats at once.
What happened?
I'm from the Midwest, and we actually have gnats all summer and all spring because they come when it's really wet. And I was riding my bike down the sidewalk into a swarm of gnats.
Oh, man.
And you don't even know they're coming until you're in them.
That's the thing. Have you ever just been walking and all of a sudden there's a swarm of gnats somewhere and you're like, ah! That's so crazy.
Maybe that's why we have the gnat problem, because this is our wettest May on record, is it not? So then maybe that's why there's an issue with gnats. Once this heat kicks in, the gnats, they're out of here.
That's what we're getting on the text line. Gnats are everywhere. I have them in my home, too. Plants, maybe. I have a bunch of plants, moisture. Oh, my God, I thought I was the only one with the gnat issue. Yeah, it's disgusting. I don't know what they taste like. I didn't taste anything, but just having it in your mouth like so disgusting.
Growing up in Colorado, did you have the issue with gnats? Because for me, growing up in the Northeast, you think one gnat is bad. I remember some summers we'd be outside in the yard and there'd be like 60 gnats just swarming because they love the sweat and the moisture on your head. And they'd just be swarming around you. It got so bad that you'd cover your body with that off bug spray just to go sit outside.
Well, they did have gnats, but mosquitoes was the big thing there. And that's one thing I like about living here is we never have to deal with any mosquitoes.
All right, the Hot 3 is coming up. What do we got?
Okay, so what are the best times for you to work out? It all depends on what your goals are. We'll tell you more about that. Also this morning, why being teased about your weight could be linked to a bigger problem. And Mountain Dew, they're celebrating America with a new drink. And it sounds really interesting. I'm not sure how they're going to pull this one off, but we'll talk about it coming up next in the Hot 3.
And during the dirt earlier this hour, we gave you a taste of that brand new Katy Perry song. Coming up here in 4 minutes, we'll give you the entire song from Katy Perry. Little clock ticking there at the end of that song. I thought she was going to come in with one more. I guess it's never really over. But she didn't. She let the clock take us out.
I liked that better. I liked it a lot better.
So it's your
better.
Second listen. It's better than the first.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good sign. That's how you want a song to be growing on you.
What did you think?
I did. I kind of liked it the first time, too. I think it's catchy.
Yeah. Don't always judge a song by your first listen. That's what I'm saying.
Amen, sister.
Hey! Here we go.
All the news you need to know. It's the Mercedes Hot 3, Mix 94.1.
And Hot 3 is brought to you by Meineke, home of the 1995 oil change. Yes, 1995 for an oil change.
The best time to fit a workout into your routine has been studied a lot. But in general, Let's just say it's better to work out anytime than not at all. But if you're hoping to reach specific fitness goals, scheduling your exercise at peak times may help. Now, these are the best times to work out depending on your individual goals. Now, if you want to manage your weight, just manage. They say workout in the morning. Working out first thing on an empty stomach may be helpful with burning your stored fat. Now, if you want to do intense training, they say do that in the afternoon. By the afternoon, you've had time to eat a few times. It's raised your blood sugar levels, and that makes it easier to do more high-intensity exercise. Now, if you need to work out because of stress issues, they say there's some debate about this one, but they say evening is typically the best time to work out for that. They say that working out before bedtime does affect your sleep, but new research says it doesn't really disrupt your sleep. It just can lower levels of a hormone that stimulates hunger. And so I don't know what one has to do with the other, but it can help lower the stress hormone cortisol. And then again, they say the best time overall is just when it works for you, as long as you get it done. That's all that matters.
Do you have a preference when you go?
I prefer morning, but just with our schedule, the only time I can do that is on the weekends. So, no, I mean, I'll end up doing it around 5 or 6 at night during the week. But yeah, that's not my preference there. What about you?
It all depends on work schedule. During the week, I go in the afternoon. Weekends, I love going first thing in the morning. For me personally, if I have a day off, like on the weekends, if I don't go in the morning, it's not going to happen in the afternoon.
Yeah,
it's so hard for me to just, because at the point I'm starting to relax or do something else, and the last thing I want to do is go to the gym on a Saturday afternoon.
And by that point, I'm all dressed and
your day has started. Yeah, it's your weekend. Yeah. It started. Come on.
Totally with you. Also this morning, being teased about weight gain can lead, or being teased about your weight can lead to weight gain. Researchers have studied kids over 15 years old, and in the beginning, they were asked if they were teased about their weight. Then they had checkups every year, and what they found was that those who were teased about their weight increased their body mass by 33% more each year compared to those who had not been teased. There could be a lot of reasons for that. It could be a psychological thing, and then they turn to food. Or it could mean that they get sad and depressed and they don't move as much. But just keep that in mind, especially if you're on the teasing end of that. Like, first of all, you're an awful person for doing that. Second of all,
first things first, you're a jerk. Secondly, don't do it.
All right. Finally, this morning, time to find out what America tastes like if you put every state into a blender. Mountain Dew just rolled out a new flavor called Mountain Dew Liberty Brew. And it's a soda that honors the 50 states of America by combining 50 flavors into one. And somehow it turned out to be bright blue. It's not clear what the 50 flavors actually are. And Mountain Dew isn't saying, but it's probably a lot of different fruits based on the reviews. The drink started showing up in stores over Memorial Day weekend, and people who tried it said that it tasted like grape, berries, and tropical fruits all mixed together.
What do they call it when you go to a soda fountain and get a little shot of every single soda that's available?
They call that a suicide.
A suicide.
Yeah.
Kind of the same thing as this, getting all different flavors mixed together.
Usually, though, when you do that, that's like 3 or 4 flavors, 50.
That is a lot of
flavors.
There's
nothing appealing about that to me. And plus, it's blue.
You don't like the blue.
Well, I don't like blue foods, but especially blue drinks. Just it reminds me of Windex. Like when people drink blue Gatorade, I'm just looking at it like, is it really Gatorade?
Have you seen my energy drink I'm doing?
Is it blue?
It's blue. I'll show you when I'll pour some here in a little bit.
She used to meet me on the east side in the city where the sun don't set.
It's east side. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. We were just talking about working out there in the hot 3.
Yeah.
Do you ever go for a run around the neighborhood or on the streets of Las Vegas?
I used to run quite a bit, but there were a couple incidents that made me quit running. That's a whole different topic. You don't even want to go there.
We kind of do want to go there, but if you go running or walking or any, what do you use to protect yourself?
Oh, like bringing like a weapon or
ladies,
something?
Guys, when you go out for a run or if you're walking the dog or even in your house, what do you use to protect yourself? Because I was reading this thing last night about the interesting stuff that people carry to protect themselves when they go for a run, walking the dogs, just being out and about. What is it that you do? Would you carry something when you
did actually. I carried something, and it was because of one of the incidents. I just didn't feel safe running by myself. Actually, one of the incidents, I wasn't by myself, and I still didn't feel safe, but it was this, like, a box cutter thing, I guess.
A box cutter?
Yeah, it's really bizarre. Did anyone else carry something to protect them when they go running? 702-364-9400. My husband had this box cutter thing he would open packages with, and it was kind of like in one of the drawers where our garage door opener was, and I would take the garage door opener and put, like, kind of clip it, and then I would also take this box cutter thing, and I liked it because it laid flat up against my leg. I could put it, you know, those little pockets they have for keys, like a key. It laid flat in there, so it didn't bother me when I ran, and I would take that. Now, luckily, I never had to use it, but it made me feel better having that on me. Although, like, what am I going to do? I got a box cutter, and it's got that tiny little blade.
It's something,
on it,
though.
But it was something.
It is something to protect yourself. This who carries the most unique thing? Because this article is talking about some people. A woman carries a straight up hammer that she has in her house.
A hammer?
Regular old hammer. She used to hammer nails and everything. She runs with a hammer in her hand. That's a good weapon. Someone comes up on you, you got a hammer.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, maybe that even improves your workout because you're carrying some extra weight with you. But I don't know that I wouldn't be distracted running with a hammer.
Dogs was a very common thing, running with your dogs. My wife likes to go running. She'll take Jax, and I know that she's in good hands.
What's that video game where the guy has a hammer? It's like a mallet, and he's smashing things, like running back and forth with a mallet. I think it was like an 80s video game. Didn't someone have a mallet?
Yeah.
That's just what I pictured the person running with. Dang, 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 bang, 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 bang. Oh, I don't know. Like, that's driving me nuts. Okay.
One lady, this was so interesting. It was a finger knife. In essence, it was almost like a Wolverine.
Oh.
And she could do a thing, and then claws come out. It's like a Wolverine glove. And then claws come out. Or maybe they're like kind of built in where, I think they're actually built in now that you think about it. So it's the claws are up here. So if you make a fist, you have claws coming out.
Oh. My husband always told me to do something like that if you have your key. A physical key to put it in between your knuckles and then hit with
that.
Yeah,
that's a good weapon.
But you got to be able to hit hard.
True.
Otherwise, it's like, oh, what are you trying to do? Open the door here? Michelle, do you carry something when you run?
Yes. So the Saber brand of the pepper spray, they make one that's specifically for joggers, and so it's strapped onto your hand, so you don't have to actually grip it at all, but then it's always in your hand, so if you do have to use it, you can just close your hand around it, and you don't have to get close to anybody that's trying to harm you.
That's good.
My fear is that I would accidentally spray it on myself, though. That's the thing.
And you have to be downwind.
And pepper spray and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, you have to. But let's talk to Abel. Abel is former LAPD. Hey, Abel, what's up?
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Morning. What do you run with something?
I do. I carry one of the same pepper spray I used to carry for 25 years. And it has a little notch so you cannot spray yourself.
Oh,
And aside from that, the best thing is your legs and your eyes. You run away from the bad guy. Don't get close.
Yeah, that's a good point. So if you hear some creeping up on you, don't stop and try to attack the person. Just run faster, right?
Right. If you're a runner, you're gonna outrun this doper. Or, you know.
Unless they're also a runner.
Good point.
But does anyone also keep anything? Like, maybe you have a gun or something, but do you have anything that's not an actual weapon as a weapon in your home in case an intruder comes in? Aside from, you know, your standard gun, do you hide something under your bed to protect yourself?
Under my bed is a baseball bat, and it's a Las Vegas Stars baseball bat. Before the Aviators, we had our 51s. Before the 51s, we had the Las Vegas Stars.
Oh, wow. So it's an older baseball bat.
I've had
bat.
It for a while. I went to a ball game. It was like free bat night, so I got a bat. And, yeah, it's under my bed.
That was a safe night. Hey, everyone gets a bat. What the?
A one and done promotion for the Las Vegas Stars.
Like, that was not a good idea on our part.
What do you guys have?
You know, it's funny you say that. We also have a bat, but it's not a baseball bat. It's like a piñata bat that my husband got in Mexico. It's the kind that it's really pretty. It's painted. And it's got, like, etchings in it. And
oh, for the piñata at the parties and stuff.
I'm like, okay, well, you know, I mean, we've got some other stuff going on there, too.
Sure.
But that's the thing that's not
Matt,
your usual.
I think someone's trying to break in. Hold on, get the piñata back.
I got the piñata back. No worries, everyone. This is handled. I'll take care of it.
It's all fancy looking. Whack, whack, whack.
Someone texted us that the game was Donkey Kong. Mario has the hammer. Does Mario have a hammer in Donkey Kong?
I thought he was leaping over the barrels that Donkey Kong was throwing down, that were rolling down. Was he just
Or did he smash the barrels? Yeah, I think it might be Donkey Kong.
Maybe.
I know he doesn't have the hammer in Super Mario Brothers, though.
No, when he jumps up, he's smashing with his fist, not his head, right?
Yeah, I always felt it was his fist. That's why when you do warm-ups, we used to do warm-ups, we called them Super Mario's, so you run in and you punch up.
Ellie Goulding, who was just in town last night for our Summer Jam.
Summer Jam.
Summer Jam. Did you see Dean Ambrose there last night?
John Moxley? I did not see him, but I don't know what he looks like, so if maybe I did see him.
Or his wife, Renee Young. She was there as well last night. Yeah. They were going to be there. They were coming just to see Ellie Goulding, but I did not stay around for Ellie Goulding.
I had to leave right before Ellie Goulding, and I did notice some people coming in the door as I was leaving, so maybe it was them.
All right, your chance to win $1,000 with our 12K payday is coming up in 3 minutes.
It's time for some Daily Dirt.
I love it.
All the latest celebrity news starts now. Mix 94.1.
So many stars and celebrities live in Las Vegas. We have no idea. So I wasn't aware that John Moxley, Dean Ambrose, and his wife, Renee Young, live in Las Vegas. It's so cool.
It's so funny, to find that. I found out that I lived near one of the Golden Knights announcers the other day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, I was driving out of the neighborhood and I saw him. I'm like, oh my gosh, I know you. You live right here. It's so crazy.
And Ryan Reeves was on the show yesterday, and he said that, you know, him and his wife, they bought a house here. This is their year-round residency. During the off-season, he doesn't leave. He's here in town 24/7.
And you drove by his house. Stalker.
I just wanted to see how close he lives to my house, and it's about a mile away.
It's about 1.25 miles.
There are some cool perks about being a celebrity. And Drake revealed his new jet that he called Air Drake. It's a 767 jet, and it retails for up to $200 million.
Jeez.
And Drake got it for free. For free. The Canada-based airline that made it, Cargojet, believes that it'll pay for itself in publicity, having Drake, a high-profile client, fly around the world in this jet. And so he got it for free. He's looking at buying a jet. And they're like, you know what, Drake, have it for free, buddy.
That's why rich people are so rich, because everyone gives them their stuff for free. They don't have to worry about any of it.
Man, rolling around in a jet.
But if you wanted to buy a jet, they'd be like, you got to pay for this. Sorry.
Hey, can we take it for a test fly, please?
Nope.
Yeah, it's not my style. Sorry. What about that one over there? Star Wars Galaxy Edge is now open at Disneyland, and the Star Wars stars came out for the grand opening. We had George Lucas, Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, Billy Dee Williams, all in Disneyland and Anaheim for the opening ceremonies. Harrison Ford led a tribute to the late Chewbacca actor Peter Mayhew, who passed away last month. We have some coworkers that went out there. That looks so awesome in Disneyland.
It looks so cool. I have a story coming up about it in the Hot 3 in a little bit, just about the opening and some of the stuff, and it looks amazing.
You need reservations, but come June 24th, you won't need any reservations. You can just go.
But you know there's going to be a lot of people there.
I know.
I will try to be one of them.
The latest hot Hollywood rumor is that Jennifer Aniston, Courteney Cox, and Lisa Kudrow are talking about doing a Friends movie. Kind of like how Sex and the City did once the show was over.
Oh, that would be cool.
They were recently spotted at Craig's in L.A. It's a restaurant, and that's where they say storming.
Let's meet up at Craig's, ladies, okay? All right, I'll be there. Let's brainstorm some ideas.
Can you see them sitting at the table? Well, we could do this and do that. And then someone sitting next to them, oh my gosh, they're talking about a Friends movie.
But they're brainstorming, you guys.
They say that Matthew Perry, David Schwimmer, and Matt LeBlanc are on the fence because they're worried it could ruin the essence of the original.
Oh, really? You guys are worried? Really? I haven't seen you since then. No, I know.
Matt LeBlanc
stuff.
Has a TV show,
he
right?
Does,
yeah,
he does.
David Schwimmer was recently spotted robbing that liquor store in the UK.
That was his doppelganger. That was not him.
And Matthew Perry, what has he been? What has he been doing?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they've all kind of just laid low. The thing is that they don't really need to work because they still get paid from Friends.
That's, yeah, it's on Netflix.
So they're fine.
Give me one second. I got to load something.
Okay. JC is looking for something. In the meantime, we'll tell you that John Heffron, comedian John Heffron, he's going to be on the show in 10 minutes. He's performing over at the Jimmy Kimmel's new comedy club, so that's going to be really cool.
Is everyone familiar with the band Van Halen?
It rings a bell. Van Halen. Of course. Who doesn't know Van Halen?
Well, David Lee Roth, the lead singer of Van Halen. One of the lead singers, the original lead singer of Van Halen.
You know, Sammy Hagar, I preferred Van Hagar more, but I know you
I like them both.
Oh, you do?
I like
them
both. Yeah,
cool,
oh,
cool.
Hagar, some great song. I got a Hagar story that I got to tell you sometime. So David Lee Roth, he was staying here in town. He was in town doing something at EDC. And he's walking up to his hotel room. And the room across the hall from him, there's Van Halen coming from inside the room.
Oh, they're
loud.
Listening to
they're
it?
They're listening to Van Halen. So he goes into his room and get ready for EDC. And he comes out and he's got cameras on him. I think they're filming something with EDC. And they say, this room was blaring Van Halen. So David Lee Roth is like, you know what? Why don't I knock on the door? They're rocking out to Van Halen.
They're going
to
be so excited and surprised.
Yes, yes, yes. Here's the audio. Here's the audio of David Lee Roth. He knocks on the door. It's a bunch of bros, younger guys, early 20s. And they look clueless as to who David Lee Roth is. So much so where David Lee Roth has to explain who he is to them.
Oh,
here
no.
is David Lee Roth. Knocks on the door, all excited.
We heard some Van Halen here, and my name's David Lee Roth, and I'm right across the hallway.
And
they're
old
like,
man.
Okay, Mr. Lee Roth, do you want us to turn it down or what? What are we supposed to do, Mr. Lee Roth?
We kind of edited this because there were some long pauses.
We heard some Van Halen here, and my name's David Lee Roth.
Long pause.
And I'm right across the hallway.
When he said I'm David Lee Roth, it was just like, they're like, and what do you want, dude?
You know, now I'm nitpicking, but I'm in a nitpicky mood. Can you have a more obnoxious knock? I mean, really, all you need to do is a 1, 2, 3. I mean, he just will not. Okay.
We heard some Van Halen here, and my name's David Lee Roth.
That's
and I'm right across the hallway.
No, I love the guy. He's a legend. He's a legend.
And they had no idea who he was.
Oops.
We were playing you? No, that was Pandora. Came
Have
on accidentally.
Have you ever done that, though, where you didn't recognize a celebrity? And you're like, oh, I'm so sorry.
I was at a horse show a couple weeks ago with my wife, and I was talking to a guy about a panini and the panini making machine, and turns out he was an Olympic gold medalist rider. I had no idea.
I thought you were going to say it like, I was at a horse show and I didn't recognize this famous horse. He was so mad. This is not funny.
I will fight for you. I always do until my heart is black and blue.
It's Andy Grammer, Don't Give Up On Me. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Oh, I saw him there in the green room. Yeah, he's so
excited.
Cool. You want to bring him in here live?
Because
you
bring
guys. Wait. Because tell the backstory. This is John Heffron, winner of Last Comic Standing, one of the funniest guys out there. He's in town. He's at Jimmy Kimmel's new theater. He's there this weekend. But you guys kind of know each other.
I feel like we're friends, but here's the thing. We've never met in person. I feel like we're social media friends. I don't know if he feels the same way, though. But like back in the day when Twitter was first the thing, which I think I joined Twitter like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I followed him because I thought he was a really funny comedian. And then like I think I tweeted something once and he tweeted me back and then he started following me. And then we started following each other on Instagram. And then we became Facebook friends and not like
like real ones, like not his fan account, like his real account. And I'm like, I think we're friends now. And like, I'd send messages like, when you're in town, you got to come on the show and da da da. And now it's finally here.
Okay, so the meeting's going to place. Jocelyn, get the wireless there so we get all the interaction with John Heffron.
Oh my gosh.
And Mercedes. Social media
but
friends.
What if we're not friends? What if he doesn't feel like we're friends?
Nice to meet you.
I'm going
to
be really nervous if he doesn't feel like we're friends. Okay.
This is very exciting.
Ready?
Here we go.
Okay.
Opening the door. She's going out in the hallway.
Oh my gosh. Here he is.
I'm going to do that to you. is this my mic?
This is your mic.
This is my mic.
Just as you walk in, your mic. A little handheld there. Hey, John.
How do you guys like it? How do you like it with a camera right in your face at 7 o'clock in the morning?
All right. John Heffron
welcome,
is
buddy. All right, now we'll switch it to that mic there.
Now you can do that. You're not doing actual stand-up today.
You got headphones for you, too?
To the ER25 or whatever this is.
Look at this.
What is it? The old school workhorse mic?
Hey, welcome, brother. How's it going, man?
Good, Bolden.
John, are we friends?
I think anytime you're in Vegas... and you get to wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning. That's an awesome day.
You love
I see all these poor. I woke up, you know, maybe like 4 minutes ago, right? And I used to do morning radio in Detroit. So, like, you know, waking up early when you're like, oh, you know, you had an appearance the night before.
Yeah.
You know, you're at some bad bar with some old station logo koozies.
Were you with us last night?
We were at a concert last night.
Yeah, you know, you have some intern who hates their job, and you're like, can you smile when people come up to the table? Can you smile? And then, you know what I mean? You're like, yeah. So I saw all these young people, because I've not performed in Vegas. Well, I do a lot of corporate events.
Yeah.
Here. Which means I get off a plane, I go, I do a corporate event, I'm literally on a plane maybe an hour or two after I do my corporate show. So I haven't hung in Vegas in a long time.
Yeah.
And it's almost like I went through a whole generation. When I was in my 30s, I was here all the time.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
You know, so I have all those memories. But yesterday I was walking around the casino and some kid, some just, you know, 20-something, goes, hey, Dad. Do you want to play beer pong?
Oh,
and I'm like,
gosh.
Nah, I do my shots like a gentleman. I don't have to throw anything. What I do is I walk up to the bar and I say, can I have a drink? I'm not going to play hopscotch.
Jump around.
Yeah.
That's the new game. Let's start it. Hopscotch.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to be like, hey, here's the deal. We're going to play Connect Four. And every time I win, you got to do a shot of Jaeger. Nah.
I'm a grown up.
I sit there and order a drink.
What's your drink, though? What do you like?
I'm not a big drinker.
You're
so
not?
No, but, you know. I have to pick one, though, because I'm newly divorced, and I was never a big drinker. But now every time I go out. It's like, I got to find my drink. I got to find a gentleman drink.
Like maybe a whiskey or...
Like the beer funnel so far isn't working out for me.
You're not getting any...
Nah. The hat that holds the two beers with the straw. You know, a couple dates I've wore that, and I just think girls are put off by it.
Oh, my gosh. Let's
go back here a second, okay? So do you recognize Mercedes?
I was listening to what you said. I don't know... what the origin story is. It has to been 10 years, like something long.
Yeah, but we're kind of social media friends, aren't we?
We respond a lot on social media.
Like back and forth to each other's tweets, or do you DM each other?
I like his pictures.
There's a couple times I was going to call into you guys, but just logistically or timing wise, I was like, I think I'm in Wisconsin and I'm not way, yeah.
I don't know. I was so excited when we're finally going to meet in person.
I don't remember the first time. It must have been like 15, 20 years ago. Maybe I was on. Did you do radio like that long ago?
Yeah, but I don't know. We've never met in person before. Like I was just getting into radio then. So I wasn't big enough to book kids at that point.
Were you at a swingers party like 22 years ago?
That's totally where it was.
Yes.
So
yeah, you had the Ninja Turtle mask on. I remember you.
How are you doing? I know that you had a battle with Bell's palsy.
Yeah, I still do.
You do? So
still do.
Really?
You can't tell, man.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah. So for those who don't know what Bell's palsy is, it's basically, it's like a stroke without the sympathy. And what happens is the whole, you know, I think it could be either side. Mine was the right. where your whole right side goes paralyzed and literally just falls. Almost like when you go to the dentist and they numb your face. Just imagine that. But my lips were talking so far. Just if you take your lips and throw them as far to the left or right as you can and talk that way, that's how I was. And my eye didn't shut for 3 weeks. It's kind of like when your brain calls your nervous system and goes, hey, my right side, the right side of the face isn't booting up. What do we do? And then your nervous system's like, okay, unplug it for 30 seconds
and then
let us know what happened. So I was like that for a month and a half, 2 months. I couldn't talk. I was literally talking like this.
Was there just a moment that you realized it
was
happening?
I was on stage. Wow. And I started slurring on stage. So I'm like talking, and I mean, I slur and mumble anyway. I started doing that a little bit. And I was like, that's weird. You know, just so now I'm on stage and I'm getting a little nervous because I'm like, am I having a heart attack or stroke on stage? I didn't know. So I figure I'm just going to get off stage. I'm going to have the comic I'm working with take me to Arby's, and then and then I'm going to see how I feel. So then I think I woke up. I was in Wisconsin. I had a 6 a.m. flight. Now it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, well, I'll just fly to where I'm going. And because, you know, listen, medical emergencies are just not on your tongue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have time for this.
They're so inconvenient. So then it started feeling weirder. My brother, who's a heart surgeon assistant, I take a picture of my face and text it to him. And I'm like, is this a stroke? And then he's like, get to a hospital.
Oh,
yo.
Wow.
It was Christmas Eve. So I got to spend Christmas Eve and Christmas alone in Dayton, Ohio.
Oh my gosh.
You look like you can't tell.
I notice it's weird. It's almost like I think I'll have it forever as like a barometer. If I get tired, I feel my right side of my face just be a little tingly. Like it's almost like a good, like, okay, I better de-stress.
Yeah.
I better do this or that.
It's like a warning system for your body. Like, take it easy.
Yeah, and what's scary about it is when it happens, they go, you know, one, you feel, and it's weird. I was going through a divorce right when it happened, and it's one of those life, the teachable moments to anybody listening, right? Anybody in the car or however you're listening to this show. You know, you have something going on in your life that you're like, ugh, if this wasn't going on, my life would be good or my life sucks because of this, this, and that. Your bottom, you're not even close to your bottom yet. So just, you'll be able to figure out whatever thing it is that's bothering you. Because so I had a moment of boohoo, I'm getting a divorce. And I think life went, oh, this poor baby getting a little divorce.
Wait till I throw this at you.
Yeah, you've been married for, you know, 16 years. How about right when you're single, we drop out the right side of your face?
Oh, man.
So you have to buy that Phantom of the Opera mask and just be like, hey, ladies, looking for the guy who's into music of the night. Yeah.
Is there a science?
Any girl with a ski mask fetish, hit me up.
Oh, my gosh. Is there science to you writing jokes? Because you're just, I mean, just right now you're just coming up with stuff about Bell's palsy, and you're making comedy out of everything.
I've always talked about whatever's going on in my life, you know, so, you know.
It's so relatable. That's why I love your comedy. It's stuff I can relate to. I think a lot of people, it's funny. But
it's clean. I look at myself as a distraction comic. I do zero political anything.
Yeah.
I don't make fun of people. I know that's probably why I'm less popular than a lot, because, you know, it's not nice guy comedy, but it's a distraction.
It's funny comedy.
That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
People got a lot going on. You watch a lot of news. You hear a lot of just you know, political people being dumb. The last thing I'm going to do is make you hear my opinion on it for
everyone else.
Yeah, that's, I've just never looked at it that way, that you're a distraction. Other comics have different views, and they're hilarious, and they're like, no, you got to use your voice to change. But I'm like, listen, I got this Michigan nasally thing. Nobody's really paying attention to my voice. I'm just going to joke about random stuff.
Well, it's probably off the cuff. I know that you were talking earlier about like monologues and how hard it is to like write them. You can just like come up with stuff.
I want to test our joke skills.
I'm horrible at it. Yeah,
No, you're good at this.
Oh, we're going to actually do this?
We'll do this. It's a game we do, and I noticed we have a bunch of ones you and I have not done before. It's the monologue game.
Okay.
We're going to play the setup from Conan, Fallon, setup of the joke, and then we come up with our own punchline.
Oh, this is going to be scary.
And then we'll play what the guys used on late night, okay?
Oh, I'm all, okay.
You have no competition here, Bob.
Yeah, well, I'm zero, too, because I'm horrible at this. Because I'm not a good joke writer. I just babble about stories.
You think we are?
Yeah, I just...
That's why I started her in the radio business.
Yeah. The quickest I, would have to do jokes when I did morning radio in Detroit is the beginning of, Fastball has an 11-second post, and you would try that's one of my favorite songs to give intros to. Like, I don't know if you pull it up. Like, I'll tell you.
We'll have to play that.
Yeah, I'll get that.
Here.
Hold on a second. Let's do some monologue first. Okay. Here's the first setup, okay?
That's awesome.
A new study found that women who have more children actually age more slowly, while women who have no children...
Who wants to take it?
So do you guys go first?
You want to... Go ahead.
Yours is probably going to be better.
Let me play it again.
I didn't even think about it yet.
A new study found that women who have more children actually age more slowly, while women who have no children
are now out at the bar trying to find a man to have children with.
That's good, see?
You go, because I'm still stalling.
A new study found that women who have more children actually age more slowly, while women who have no children
are happier. I don't...
See, we suck at this game. Okay, John.
Women who have no children have less juice boxes and fruit roll-ups to give the guy they just hooked up with.
See? And here's what Fallon went with.
Couldn't take part in the study because they were busy having the time of their lives.
That's quicker.
I actually liked yours better.
Yes. That's quicker. I was being practical. I was being practical.
Here we go. Joke number two.
Following a malfunction, more than a dozen people were trapped on a SeaWorld ride.
Oh, now they know what the whales feel like being trapped inside their...
Oh, good.
Something like that, right?
JC gets really, sad about this. are the animals trapped?
They think they're trapped for 2 hours? Try living in an enclosed cage for the rest of your life, like a whale.
Okay, what's over? Play it again.
Following a malfunction, more than a dozen people were trapped on a SeaWorld ride.
Which was... I was going to do some joke just because I'm divorced about being trapped in a marriage. I had the thought there. I had the theme there. Which was I was going to be... Which, for everybody who was there, that was felt... longer or shorter than their marriage. I bet. See, I'm horrible.
Yeah, you're awesome.
Do you want to give him a say?
No,
this
I can't
is why.
Even,
this is why I don't do monologue jokes.
Here's what Colbert. Here we go.
Reach for comment. The whale said, "Phase one complete. Now we train them to perform for our young."
You were kind of on that. That's yours is good. Better. You're really good at that. Oh,
I have all serious thoughts for some reason.
Let's just do one more, then we'll hit you with the fastballs. Here's one more joke.
Oprah lost $58 million after Weight Watchers stock went down.
Oprah lost $58 million.
But gained it all back a month after she got off of Weight Watchers. I don't know.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
Sometimes when the joke's bad, it's the tone and the speed in which you do it. That was an example of.
Here was the response.
Even worse, thanks to Weight Watchers, she'll never gain it back.
But the way you said it was better, your reflection was better.
See, I'm positive. I said she gained it back.
Yes, exactly.
He was like, she never will. See, that's the difference.
Are you friends with Kimmel? You're at his comedy club. You guys tight?
Never met him.
All right.
Yeah, that's why I was. It's great. The club, though, and maybe I'll tell you this over fastball where I'm at. No, I don't, because when I used to do radio, we used to have carts.
Oh.
So I don't even. I go by gut feeling when the thing.
Okay. All right, big boy.
I don't like to look at the thing, so I'll probably miss it because now you kids today with your countdown. I go by my gut goes. I think it's gonna start.
Okay.
Soon.
All right. Ready? Let's do this.
Here you go.
Count it down.
Hey, everybody, it's comedian John Heffron all this weekend, Friday through Saturday. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow, one Sunday. I will be at the Jimmy Kimmel Comedy Clubs next to the link. Get tickets now. Go to JimmyKimmelComedy.com.
Oh, man! Hit the post. We are not worthy of your presence, John.
Well, no, I got to say, one, I don't know if that's the website. Two, if
if I was doing, if I worked at my radio station, my our old PD, our boss, the guy who, that door would be open, and he would yell at us because Mix 94.1 would have had to been the last thing
you had to say.
Out of your mouth. Yeah. Like, so I would have got it, like, but I wasn't a DJ. I was just a sidekick.
Well,
so I never had to DJ.
We don't do any of that. We're not pros.
Our boss is always like, why don't you do this? Why don't you do this?
Back selling like, songs.
Do you guys have to time and temp it?
No.
Because that seems old. Yeah. Like I was telling somebody recently, like when I was 17 or 18, right? I remember my car had no technology. Like, I didn't have a watch. I didn't have a cell phone, right? This sounds archaic. Mm-hmm. But I remember going to work at, you know, as a teen, not knowing if I was late for work or not. You would have to go, this sounds archaic, by the sun. Was right? You'd have to go. It seems lighter than normal. I'm definitely late. Or if you want to know what time it was, you had to drive by a bank.
Oh,
that
my
was
gosh.
Like, right? Because it'd be like, it's 8:17. I'm 7 minutes.
17
minutes.
Degrees.
Yeah, boy, 72 already. It's gonna be warm. Why did I wear a hoodie? So you would go, but that was even back, you know, where the disc jockeys or whatever, you know, you listen to, they would just constantly do that double time, which I still do that. Like, I grab, like, random songs, and if it's an older song, not a new one, because I don't know that much new stuff, I talk up the post. It's some weird thing that I'll do. I'll just, you know. Do you have another older song that has a thing?
Absolutely.
Like, what's oh, like try to Mariah Carey, Always Be Your Baby.
Oh, okay.
That song reminds me of waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning in Detroit, because our show started at 4, you know, it started at 5:30, right? So you might not have it. And I'm only thinking of songs I remember.
Where am I going? I don't see it.
The fourth one on the top.
But you guys don't have to do what I'm about to do. I don't believe anymore.
You ready?
Right, because people's cars tell them. Yeah, you can play it. Hey, look, it's John Heffred, Mix 94.1. Don't forget, we got our cruise for women only coming up this Saturday, 7:45, 15 minutes to 8 o'clock. John Heffred's performing at Jimmy Kimmel Live Comedy Club downtown. Make sure you check it out right now. Here's a little Mariah Carey. Always Be Your Baby.
Wow. Oh. You're really good. You know, you have a future back in radio if this comedy thing doesn't work out.
That's funny. I love Boston. But you guys don't have to do that anymore. We did.
No, it's still good.
Remember, because you get guys, it'd be like 8:02. It's 8:02, 58 minutes to 9 o'clock.
If we know math. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, but some guys are like, how are you figuring out the math? You know what I mean? If you go at 17 after, I have no idea how many minutes it is to top of the hour.
43.
Wow, look at you guys.
Yes.
Look at you.
Go see John. He's going to be at Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club all weekend. You're the best.
Thank you so much. It's a beautiful club. It's brand new. It's off the strip, or it's not in a casino.
Right.
So it feels like just a standalone. The shows yesterday were great.
Oh, good.
Nice. I'm going to lie. We were turning away people. That's a lie.
Well, we're going to come see you. We're so excited.
Oh, you guys are
going
to love it. Everybody I'm working with, it's great. And it's great to see you in person.
Yes. Thanks for being
my
social media friend.
As direct messaging each other. So this is good.
I sent him a message last night. I'm excited to see you tomorrow. Yeah. The second I sent it, I was like, what a crazy.
No, who's this?
Yeah, I know. It's perfect.
All
thank
right,
you, guys.
Thanks, John.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Baby, we have so much coming up. This hour, 8:25, your tickets to go see Christina Aguilera. 8:20, your chance to win $1,000 with our 12K payday. And, of course, we got the Friday morning Oh Wow Wheel. The theme this week is One Hit Wonders. You don't like being called baby?
Not really. Baby doll. Well, when you say it like that, when you say
baby
it depends on your context, because sometimes you'll say it as like a joke, but then it just depends on who's saying it. You got to be careful with some of these terms of endearment.
What about the someone calling you sugar? Because a week ago, and I was picking something up, and it was an older woman, and she called me sugar. She's like, hold on 1 second, sugar. And she gets me this wristband for this event I was going to last weekend. She was, here you go, sugar. And then said, you know, make sure you don't lose it, sugar. And she called me sugar like 3 times, and I loved it.
Because it was an older woman.
She wasn't old, like grandma old, but she was older than me. But yeah, she called me Sugar. I like the nick. What if I called you Sugar?
It just depends. You don't want to sound condescending. You know, sometimes you say nicknames and they're funny. Like you call me Sweet Bleeps. A lot.
That's off the air. What are acceptable?
Like, hey, what's up, Sweet Bleeps? I'm like, hi.
Well, then maybe we need to establish that right now. What are acceptable, endearing nicknames?
You can call me anything you want because you're you and because we're friends. Yeah, because I'm just going to laugh at it. But if it's just someone I hardly know, it depends. I think that older people have free reign on calling you any nickname they want because it's cute. I love when grandpas, you know, call me young lady or call me, you know, sweetheart, stuff like that. But when someone says it in a way, like if I didn't know you and you're like, oh, thanks, sweetheart, I'd be like, excuse me?
It's just being endearing word. Is it
it's tone. Sweetheart. Yeah. Like when I get mad at someone, I call them, oh, okay, thanks, sweetie.
Oh, you sweetie?
Yeah,
oh.
Or I'll call them sis. I'll be like, oh, gotcha, sis. And then that's like me not using it as a term of endearment. It's being sarcastic.
What if I had a southern twang to my voice? And darling. Oh, thanks, darling.
Wasn't that your thing for a while? Like, I'm going to start calling people darling. And it just,
baby doll. I use baby doll a lot. Thanks, baby doll. Baby doll is not acceptable.
Do you call Jocelyn baby doll?
No.
Mm-mm. Why not? What's the difference between me and Jocelyn?
I don't know. I don't call her baby doll.
Do you feel like it's crossing a line with her?
No. What about pumpkin?
If you ever call me pumpkin. Pumpkin. I call my kids pumpkin. Like, what's the rule on terms of endearment when it comes to friendships? Or do you have a term of endearment that you use, but you use it in a negative way? Like, I use sweetie negatively when someone annoys me, and sis negatively.
If I went to Starbucks today, ordered some coffee, pulled up to the drive-thru, they gave me my drink, and I said, thanks, sugar. Would that be wrong?
Let's try it out.
No.
Let's get in your car right now.
Throw the hot coffee on my face.
Thanks, sugar. Why do you want to call her sugar? Why don't you read the name tag and say, thanks,
Leslie? What if I can't see the name tag? What if I can't see Leslie on the name tag?
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day, Miss Person.
Toots. You want to be called Toots?
What is this? What is that TV show about the waitresses back in the 80s?
Alice.
What is this, Alice?
Kiss my grits.
Hey, Toots. I mean, come on. It's 2019. We don't need to be calling anyone Toots. Or baby doll.
Baby doll's good. You got a baby doll.
I don't care what you call me. You can call me whatever you want. But it just depends on the person. It really does.
Do you notice that every male guest that comes in, I call them brother?
You too.
John Heffron. Hey, what's up, brother? Yesterday, Ryan Reese. Thanks for coming in, brother.
But you say it, brother. Hey, brother. Like, I picture it like Brother John over here from the church.
Thank you, brother.
I don't know. It sounds kind of funny.
You could do a montage of me talking to every celebrity that comes in here, brother.
You call people boss a lot. Thanks, boss.
Why is that? He is our boss. J-Love, I call him thanks, boss.
But regular people. All right, boss. And then chief.
Well, that's if I do a chief or boss or governor, I don't know the person's name.
Governor. Governor. Thanks,
give
governor.
A position of authority, I do not know their name. Hey, thanks, governor. I don't know your name.
It's Steve Sisolak. He's like, that actually is my title, but thank you.
It's Mercedes in the morning.
Wow!
And now, the Oh Wow Wheel. Mix 94.1.
Okay, we're doing one-hit wonders today on the Oh Wow Wheel. Who is going to play a song that makes you say, oh, wow? Any decade, no restrictions, and it's landed on... Whoa, it's landed on me.
Whoa.
It never lands on me anymore. Oh, my gosh. Okay, well...
Razzle dazzle.
There's a good chance I might get the old heave-ho on this one, on the veto, being that it's one-hit wonders. If I do get the veto, it moves to Jocelyn, which means it's all in your hands. Baby boy.
Oh, I've got the power.
It's all in your hands. All right. So I went 90s for my one hit wonder, and I'm not going to apologize for liking this song. I think all of us secretly like this song. Just to hear the first few notes, and I think you'll say, oh, I love this song.
Ready?
Yes. Canton
Bop! Oh, I see it. I see it on your face.
I can't. I won't do it.
You can. You can. It's fine.
I like it. I do like the hands.
All right. All right. Hands in is on the Oh Wow Wheel. It's mixed. 94.1.
Get your tickets to Christina Aguilera coming up here in like 60 seconds.
I wish I had my phone out recording you dancing and singing to this
song.
That's
a classic.
You love this song.
Hanson's one of those bands where Hanson, in my mind, is always those three kids in that video.
Three little boys, yeah.
Yeah, so I just pulled up, Googled Hanson, and you see them today, and they're gorgeous men, but they're grown men. But I think kids were the ages that they were when they did the first song.
Yeah, they've got kids now. It's crazy. 1997. Okay, so it landed on me. If it didn't land on me and it landed on you, what would you have picked, JC?
A 90s song. I don't know if you remember this one or not. Definitely a one-hit wonder.
Okay.
Oh, it's not playing. Wah, wah.
Good thing it didn't land on you.
Not
it was the universe saying, hey, don't want it to land on
everyone
you.
Wants, let's go to yours, Jocelyn. What song would you have picked, Jocelyn?
I don't know if anyone would remember mine either, but do you know who Bowling for Soup is?
Oh, yeah. Was this 1995?
1985.
85,
yes.
Whatever.
Close enough.
We played this. They played an event for us.
Yes.
I like that song.
Yeah, let's try this again here.
Okay, nope, JC.
I'll hit my song then. You remember Space Hog? Meantime?
I remember the name of the group, but I never knew what song they were famous for.
Once it kicks in, maybe.
What is this called?
Meantime.
Meantime?
Hold on. So
like we're mean to each other?
Here's the hook. Yeah, hook's not playing. Yeah, that's the reason it was not selected.
No offense. Well, Jocelyn would have had the veto on that.
Yeah.
I would hope she would have vetoed that. Space Hog.
No.
Sorry, you almost had your chance to make your big comeback. But
we didn't play the song long enough for them to get paid for that. They're like, ah! Right, time to win right now. Your tickets to Christina Aguilera. Her brand new Vegas residency, Christina Aguilera, The Experience, kicking off this weekend at Zappos Theater. We've got your tickets. Caller 20, 702-364-9400. That's you. You're playing Heads Up.
Okay, we just have one category left today. I'll tell you right now, the category is helium, and you do get to pick your partner. So, caller 20, you are playing. Our number is 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hi.
You're caller 20.
Yay.
You ready to do this?
I am. I'm nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. You're going to be just fine. Your category this morning is helium. So tomorrow's the first day of June, if you guys can believe it. And June is National Give a Bunch of Balloons Month. So these are different occasions in which you would get or give balloons, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, who do you want to pick as your partner?
You, Mercedes.
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock, Jennifer. You get six correct, and you're going to go see Christina Aguilera. Your lady, start now.
When you turn a year older, it's your
birthday.
Yes. When you get married, they throw you one of these beforehand.
Bridal shower?
Yes. When you are going to move, they have this kind of party for you.
House party? Oh, moving party?
Yeah.
Housewarming?
No, you're leaving, so we're going to throw...
Going away party.
Yes. This is when you have the cap and the gown.
Graduation.
Yes. This is when you have a little one on the way. They throw you a...
Baby shower.
Yes. This is when you take your little one in front of the church and they dunk you in water.
Baptism?
Yes. Yeah. I've never seen balloons at a baptism. I gotta be honest. I've never seen that happen.
You ever seen the baby Jesus helium balloon they have?
Like, hey, you're baptized. Congrats.
Listen,
congratulations.
We need to get serious for a second.
Okay,
there is actually a helium shortage. Did you guys know that?
I did know that. I have a friend who owns a balloon company here in town. I swear to God.
Bonnie's balloons?
No. She really does. She can't do anything. Like, people want these big elaborate things, and the only thing she can do are, like, balloon collages that just have regular air in them because there's no helium.
This is it's a time of crisis, you guys. But in a time of crisis, this is a shining light. Jennifer, you got tickets to go see Christina Aguilera. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Congratulations. Balloons with a Twist, by the way, is her name. So anyway, yes. More winning coming up. Coming up next hour, we have some money that we want to give away, courtesy of Terrible Herbs. Secret Sound just after 9 o'clock.
More reaction to our top story. Breaking news this morning.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3, Mix 94.1.
And Hot 3 is brought to you by Meineke, home of the 1995 oil change. Yes, 1995 for an oil change.
Okay, so Gallup, they do this poll every year that asks Americans if they think different things are morally acceptable or not. So I don't know if you're going to want to answer these because you
Is it heavy stuff? Or
well, some of it can be. You can answer at your discretion, okay? So they just released this year's results.
You do it too. If I'm answering, you're answering.
Hey, I'm reporting the story. I have to remain unbiased in this. I cannot insert my opinion when I am reporting news stories, okay? Thank you. Here are a bunch of different issues and where people stand on them in 2019. Using birth control, is it morally okay? Drinking alcohol. Oh, by the way, 92% of people say they agree with you, okay? Drinking alcohol. We have to have, like, a safe word if you don't want to answer.
How do you know I'm the one ringing the bell? Could be anyone in the studio ringing the bell.
It's JC, just so you all know. Divorce, is it morally acceptable? 77% of people agree with the mysterious bell ringer.
Who's ringing that bell?
That's actually the highest it's ever been since the poll launched in 2001. Back in 2001, only 59% of people said divorce was morally okay.
I do think people rush to divorce too quickly. Obviously, there's certain things that take place that, in my mind, divorce right away. But I do think a lot of people maybe rush to divorce too quickly.
What do you think is the stuff that it's like, yes, get a divorce. No questions asked.
Any abuse, yes. I think, immediately. But, you know, I just think if there's a problem, can you work through it? Can you work through it? You know, my wife and I, when we first got married, we get in an argument. I'd bring up divorce. That'd be my thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, maybe we're not meant to be together. Divorce. And then we finally said, you know what? There's a reason we got married, because we can work through issues. And things are going to get tough. They're going to get real tough. But divorce, don't go down that road.
Unless you really mean it.
Yeah,
like, it's
exactly.
Not one of those words you should throw around. Mm-hmm. I know that I did that one time, and that was the last time I did it. Because the second I said it, I knew I didn't mean it. Mm-hmm. I guess I just wanted to kind of, like, scare us into making it work. But unless you really mean it, I don't think you should throw that out lightly.
And it's comforting knowing, no matter what kind of issue my wife and I are going through or fighting, we're going to work through it, because that's why we got married.
Well, yeah, and that's I agree with you. I do think sometimes people are like, you know what, I don't want to work to put the effort in to work through it. However, in that case, maybe it is good to get a divorce, because if it's not worth fighting for, maybe it's not for you.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do see both sides of it. So, this is me not inserting my personal opinion.
Yeah, where's the reporter in you?
There's a bunch of other stuff on it. I think the more controversial stuff is approaching, so we're just going to go ahead and put that right there. All right, this is so cool. The Force is going to be with thousands of Star Wars fans in California today. Disneyland's new Star Wars section finally opens to the public. After years of anticipation and construction, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge bears a striking resemblance to some of the most famous scenes from the movie franchise. It also has a Millennium Falcon ride and a cantina serving real cocktails. Until the end of June, only people with a special pass or a room booked at a Disney hotel can get inside the new park. But be prepared to pay for the experience. Right now, the price is $129 for a day. That does go up by $20 in September. As for Disney World, the Florida version, that one opens on August 29th.
A bunch of media people out there the past couple days checking it out, posting pictures. It looks beyond cool.
Oh my gosh. Our marketing genius, Kyle, he got to go. And his pictures, I was just like, wow, that little details, just even their bottles of Coke, mm-hmm. they look like little droids. They're so cute. It looks
fantastic. I'm so excited.
He says that everyone is in character and no one's breaking character because he had to use the bathroom and went up to one guy and it's like he was talking to him like and using the Force or like Yoda, bathroom you must use, shall you? And he's like, what? And he's like, down the hallway, left turn, no. Like, so do I turn right or left?
He was like, oh, does your lightsaber need some refueling? What?
No, it needs some relieving is what it needs.
All right, finally this morning, just because two foods have similar names, you don't have to combine them. Y'all know that, right? There's a picture going viral on Twitter right now from someone who made a Philly cheesesteak cheesecake. That's right. It's a cheesecake with beef, peppers, onions, and what appears to be provolone cheese on top. Now, people are debating two things, whether it looks good or terrible. We'll tweet out the picture. You can make your voice heard. But also they're debating whether or not it's blasphemous to do such a thing to cheesesteak, okay? And based on a quick glance at the comments, most people are saying it looks terrible and blasphemous. So what do you think? Philly cheesecake cheesesteak.
I'm real hungry right now, so anything you're talking about sounds good.
I'll show you. Did you see the picture of it?
I didn't see anything, no.
Okay. I have thoughts on it, but again, I have to remain neutral
position. Not knowing what it is, it looks good, does it not? Does it look like something to you? Or what are your thoughts?
I do think it looks good. I'm not going to lie. Just on first, I thought it was a pizza at first.
It does look pizza, yeah.
And then I really looked at it and I'm like, oh, wait, no, that's a cheesecake. I don't think I'd be able to eat it, though. I don't think the two flavors mm-hmm. would mix. I don't know.
But I'm hungry. Are you hungry?
I am. Want to Uber eat something?
I was going to, yeah. Let's actually kind of fire it up.
I really want some chips and guac. Does anyone serve chips and guac this early?
We'll have it here by 10 a.m. You kidding me? We'll get it done. That song just cracked the top 10. Billboard's Hot 100 just cracked the top 10. That's Ava Max. She was just at our summer jam last night over at the Cosmopolitan.
I saw her perform that song live. That was the hit of the night. People were so excited.
Oh, yeah?
When that song came, everyone was dancing and singing along. It was so much fun. Thanks to everyone who came out to summer jam. We had such a good time last night.
I was there. We introduced Fletcher on stage, and then I went home because I wanted to watch the ending of the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Really?
I did.
I don't want to be at Summer Jam. I want to see the Spelling Bee.
Stay for an awesome concert or go home for Spelling Bee?
There was a historic first there. They had 8 winners in the Scripps National Spelling Bee. They all ended up with a hand on the trophy. That was the first time it happened in the 94-year history of the Spelling Bee. And they're all going to get the full winner's prize of $50,000 in cash.
I heard that. That is so cool. So they're not going to split it up. They each get the 50 grand because each won, huh?
Yeah.
Awesome.
They ran out of words. It took 5.5 hours to narrow the field from 50 spellers to 16. And then they ended up getting it down to 8. But they only had enough words left to challenge them for 3 more rounds. And then anyone who got through the remaining 3 rounds would be declared a co-champion. And that's what happened.
We have some of the words here. Do you consider yourself to be a good speller?
I'm better than your average speller, but I'm not the best speller. I'll say that. How do you feel that you are when it comes to spelling?
Let's try it. Here are some of the words from the spelling bee this year. Okay.
Okay.
Word number one.
I was sloped.
What is that word?
I can't even hear it.
I was sloped.
A sloped. A sloped. Jocelyn, do you know what that word is? I know you put these in.
A slout.
A slout?
A slout.
Do we have definitions or just the words?
Just the words.
Okay. A slout. JC, use it in a sentence.
Mercedes is an ass slout.
A slout.
A slout. O.
Yes.
U. S. L. O. U. T. A slout.
A. U S L A U T.
You are correct.
Okay. I didn't even know what that was.
That was just a warm up. Okay, that was a warm up for everyone. Here we go. This is the real deal.
Erysipelas.
Erysipelas.
Erysipelas. Whenever JC eats fiber, he becomes erysipelas.
A I R Erysipelas.
Why are we even trying?
Erysipelas.
Erysipelas. Erysipelas.
Oh, these kids are awesome.
Man, I don't even know half of these words. Okay.
You're up.
Bougainvillea.
What? I can't even hear.
Bougainvillea.
Ugamilia?
Yes, Ugamilia.
Give me a definition of Ugamilia.
There is a wonderful Hungarian dessert called Ugamilia.
Ugamilia. O-O-G-A-M-I-L-I-A. Ugamilia.
B-O-U-G-A-I-N-V-I-L-L-E-A. Bougainvillea.
I like coming up with the definitions more than I do.
I would hate to be a judge because even following the kids spelling the words back, I'm like, I can't comprehend it. Last one here.
Okay, go ahead.
Ebolette.
Ebolette. If you don't have full blown Ebola, you have Ebolette.
Oh yes, E B O L E E T.
Ebolette.
Ebolette.
A I G U I L L E T T E.
You are correct.
Oh,
that was hard.
So, needless to say, we've never won a spelling bee.
No.
We are going to the Derek Zoolander Center for Children Who Can't Read Good and Want to Learn to Do Other Stuff Good, too.
Guns N' Roses, November Rain on our Friday Rewind.
It's time for a terrible secret sound with Mercedes in the Morning, Mix 94.1.
All right, Secret Sound is brought to you by Terrible's Convenience Stores and Car Washes, home of your chance to win trips and chill, and our jackpot. It's getting up there now. We are at $219. We kind of made this unspoken rule that after it goes over $200, we're going to start giving you clues. So we do have a clue for you today. But we're also going to replay the sound. So here again is today's terrible secret sound. Your clue is not closing time. You think you know what it is? 702-364-9400. Caller 20 gets to take a guess.
Backstreet Boys, Shape of My Heart. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. It's our Friday Rewind.
It's time for a terrible secret sound with Mercedes in the Morning. Mix 94.1.
All right, it is time. Alexis.
Yes.
You're caller 20. You get to guess the terrible secret sound.
Woo! Awesome.
Okay, so the jackpot is at $219. Your clue is not closing time. We're going to play the sound for you one more time. Here you go, Alexis.
Okay.
For $219, Alexis, tell us, what is the terrible secret sound?
Is it a garage door opening?
Is it a garage door opening? No!
Oh.
I'm sorry, Alexis.
Thank you.
Thank you for trying. That means we add $25 to the jackpot. So on Monday morning, it'll be worth $244. Make sure you go to our website, mix941.fm, so you can refresh your memory, see what the previous guess is, see what the clue was, and hopefully you could be the one to win that money.
That is Green Day. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. It's our Friday Rewind. Let's go back in time, shall we, baby?
Let's go back.
Back to the year 1997.
Oh, that was the year that the song I picked for the Oh Wow Wheel came out, Mbop by Hanson.
That is correct. Can you tell me what the number one song was in the country on this day back in 1997? I'm going to give you three options. Can you tell me which one was number one?
Okay.
Was it this one right here?
If you want to be my lover. My friends, make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover,
it's Spice Girls Wannabe. That song, oh gosh, I remember listening to this song over and over again, okay?
Who are back on tour, by the way.
I know.
Was it this one here? Can't nobody take my pride. Can't nobody hold me down. Oh no, I got to keep on moving. Broken glass. Puffy and Mace, Can't Nobody Hold Me Down.
Okay.
And I bet the house on Mace out of those two, and I was wrong, man.
Yeah, unfortunately, that didn't happen.
Or was it Jewel?
These foolish games are tearing me.
Number one song in the country on this day, back in 1997.
I'm going to go with what I think is the obvious choice, and I'm going to go with the Spice Girls, number one on this day in 1997.
Okay, let's go back in time. The number one song was...
Oh my gosh, really?
Yep.
I mean, I love the song, but you really thought Spice Girls
what
were dominating. Keep a moving. Can't nobody hold me.
Matthew Wilder.
Oh.
Ain't nobody gonna hold me. Ain't nobody gonna break in my stride.
Ain't nobody gonna hold me down. Oh no. I've got to keep on moving. Oh, I don't know who sang that song, but I know the one you're talking about.
Ain't nobody gonna break my stride.
Want to play that next on the Friday?
Yeah, let's do it. And real quick here, the number one movie in the country. Can you tell me what it was?
Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love this sound. It gives me chills when I hear this music. So good. Did you ever see the one with Chris Pratt?
Yes, the first one, not the second one.
The second one was really good.
Was it good?
I thought the first one was good too, but yeah, that was a really good one.
Okay, so there you go. That's what was going on this day back in 1997.
Snap. All right. We out. Bye.
We do one more. Do we squeeze one more in?
We can. Let's do it. Why don't you pick it?
Oh, all right.
This can't be Space Hog. I'm sorry.
A space log.
Oh, log?
No, space log.
Oh, I was like, oh, okay. Hey, that's it for us. Thank you guys for a great show today. Thank you for a great week in general. If you missed anything, make sure that you check out the website and the podcast, fix941.fm. You can go there and get all the information. Also, for all of you with little ones, make sure you stop by and say hi to us on Sunday. It's Be My Neighbor Day, and we're going to be out at City National Arena. You can meet your neighbors, local businesses, the first responders who serve our community. Kids are going to learn firsthand how to be a caring neighbor through acts of kindness activities, and they'll get the chance to see Daniel Tiger. It's all brought to you by Vegas PBS, the Vegas Golden Knights, and the Howard Hughes Corporation. So it's free. We're going to be out there right around noon, but the event is going from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So again, City National Arena this Sunday.
Monday's going to be big. The voice of Mercedes in the Morning is changing come Monday morning.
It is.
I'll be talking like this instead.
Oh, no. We have a new show member that will be joining the show. Myself, JC, and Jocelyn, we're so excited to welcome another producer to the show. Her name is Steph, and you guys are going to love her. We can't wait to introduce you to her. That's coming up. And
also, our new imaging on Monday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is that what you were talking about?
No, I was talking about Steph. I was throwing up to see if you went with Steph or the fact that we have a new imaging come Monday.
I don't know if people are going to notice the imaging. Do you think they will?
Imaging is a little, you know, the guy that says, Mix 94.1.
It's going to sound a little different
come Monday.
Changing the sound. This is the voice. All right, that's it for us. Got to go.
That'll do it for show number 976 of Mercedes in the Morning. I'll keep our mics hot. Last song of the rewind is
okay.
My pick.
All right.
So here we go. Let's hit this first.
Mercedes in the Morning. Did you miss the show? Catch up now. Download the podcast of today's show and get updates online now at mix941.fm. Mercedes in the Morning returns Monday morning.
Leave it up to JC, and he's going to throw this song every single time. But it's perfect.
It's the truth. Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.